meeting today is actually Waikirea Advisory Committee template. So Jerry, can you take us through the committee template?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, the members will see in the we have attached a memorandum to the committee template that we have developed. That memo came from the office of the House Chairperson, where it was sent to all chairpersons of committees. It was indicating what should be the focus of committee in this first quarter of 2018. It raised a number of things that the committee have to adhere to. Sorry, sir. Could you help us with that paper to come to this side? Because it's so cold that we can't sit in bed. All right. And then the page 2 of that memo was just giving a framework of the first quarter that came of 2018, what will be happening in Parliament, and also the focus areas for the committees. Basically, what they were indicating, honourable members, is what will be happening in the first term with regard to NA committee week, the state of the nation address, the budget day, NA committees / oversight period, and also the study tours to foreign countries. So we were expected that whenever we develop our term as a committee, then those are some of the issues that we have to look into as a committee. So based on that, then we have developed our term as a portfolio committee on tourism, where we indicated that in the first committee meeting we thought that it should be on the 2nd of February. Then the following meeting will be on the 23rd of February on the update on the National Department on Tourism, on government, the Technical Advisory Service Center. Then the third one on the 2nd of March, where the NDC will brief us on the second term and third term quarter performance report. And then the other one on the 9th of March by SAT on the same topic, the second and third quarter performance report. And then the other one will be for the 23rd of March 2018 for the National Department of Tourism on strategic plan and the budget, and also for the 28th of March as well. Now we also had to be sensitive to what the members of the committee have been raising for quite some time on the issue of this meeting for Friday. Members will recall that a letter was written by the chairperson to the office of the chief whip, where we were just highlighting some of the challenges that we are experiencing as a committee on the Friday. Amongst the other issues was this issue that members are inconvenienced because they are going home and mostly are connecting going to their offices. So tentatively, honourable members, we have agreed that we will try all these meetings instead of calling them on Friday, then we will convene these committee meetings on Wednesday. Wednesday. And then we will use our lunchtime from 12:30, say after 2:30, or from 12:30 after 3:30, depending what the other committees are doing. So we have already on that honorable member. At the same time, we didn't even also want to overload this plan, because we are aware of a number of activities that are taking place in Parliament January, February, March. So hence we have tried by all we could just to limit the number of activities that we will be doing in this first term. So honourable man, those are briefly the issues that we will be dealing with as a committee, and also we have agreed, also we have an understanding with the department as well, that this meeting we will try by all means so that we have them on Wednesdays, and then we do our end with this Friday, so that in order to free members to be able to do other issues as well. I think that is all, Chair, if there are no other things, because I wanted also to mention some of the issues that we have observed over the festive cruises. The other thing, honourable member, that we have observed, we have observed some incidents of attacks on tourists, particularly here in Table Mountain. We saw this thing on newspapers. Then we were proposing that we will engage the Table Mountain authorities so that we can find a day very soon, so that the committee can go there, they can make a presentation to us as to exactly what is going on with regard to this attack on tourists on the Table Mountain. What are the security plans and measures and that are in place? Because if I remember well, in the third parliament, was the third parliament school, when we met with them and they said no, everything is under control, there is enough security and they will be placing cameras here and there and all over the place. So we are not quite sure exactly what went wrong now. Fortunately, the chair has agreed that we must initiate that meeting with SANPAC so that we can as a committee go to those people and just so that they can brief us exactly as to what is happening. We will have that interaction with them. It won't be a long. We can maybe leave Parliament at 9:00 and then we come back at 1:00 again for the sitting in the afternoon. I don't see any challenges with regard to that. Also, the department, we are also expecting a couple of invitations from the minister with regard to Meetings Africa. And the research seminar that is also coming is on the way, and also an invitation again on tourism in Daba for 2018. But at this stage, we don't have those official invitations yet, honourable member. But we are aware that the minister's office is dealing with those issues, and very soon we will have those. Those invitations to the committee, and then we will see how do we process them. Then the last thing, Chair, when we left late November last year, there was an understanding in the committee that we need to have an international study dog. There's an agreement on that amongst the committee members. The only thing that crippled us was this memo that came from the office of the House Chair, where they were saying there is no money and the committee must try to focus on other areas where, for instance, if members would look at the information study tours to foreign countries where he was explaining all what the House Chair was explaining. So what we have agreed we will do with the Chair, we have rescheduled this study for French to April of 2018 instead of March. And the date that we are proposing there is the 14th of April, where, for instance, the committee might depart on the 14th and have a meeting with the embassy on the 15th, and then we do all what we do during 15, 17, 18, 19, and 20, and then we come back on that Saturday of the 21st of April. So we suggest, because this will be the new financial year of 2017-2018, we were told there's no money, there's nothing that we can do. So we decided to push our international study tour just further down to the new financial year. So that is the issue at the current moment, Honourable Member, with regard to the international study tour to France. We propose that it must be in the new financial year of 2018-2019, and then the rest will be in the office of the House Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, David. In a nutshell, that is that we wanted to share with the community so that people are aware of what we intend to do. Secondly, if we are disappointed on the way, because the chair of chairs has got some things to say, then there's nothing much we can do, but we hope we might have a study talk, because we've never had it all these years. If either it's elections or there is no money, elections, no money. But we'll try our luck, and we hope we might just be successful in that one. That's it about that. And our researcher has left the committee. Ufungi has left the committee. Usbe's been doing research work for quite some time, from April, but we hope we might just get a researcher during the course of the year, because the post, I think, has been advertised. We are likely to get one during the course of the year. And on that note, we say thank you to Smu, though he is not being excused from the job, because we still don't have a researcher. But thank you for the amount of work that has been done. And honorable members also, let me just say, one has got to go and speak to Mr. Frolic, because really, 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 the Friday issue is quite a problem. Even if we want to adopt major things such as the committee report, the BRRR, we've got a problem. And of course, it's a Friday, and members are going to go home. And of course, some of the members said, if it really comes to the push, we will just have to be excused from the committee. It is fair, really, but we'll keep trying our best when we can't meet once in a while, we might just have a meeting on a Friday. Because up to so far, Mr. Fondick does allow it, but I'm still going to go to him and actually try and put our case on the table. Because it's difficult. Much as you say, every day is a committee day for him, but for the members, it is not. Because on a Friday, there is absolutely nobody. Melanie, Leslie have a council all over, everywhere, and there is nobody. So we can do a miracle of him. And maybe if members have got anything to say, then let's talk about it.
Thanks, Chair. Let me first say good day to everyone. And we are seeing each other for the first time in 2018. It would be good for me to convey a message from my home, straight from the Eastern Cape, to say Happy New Year to everyone. Chairperson, it's good that we have this meeting and we look at the proposed program, which I stand to approve, because I think it meets the criteria and the requirements as proposed by the House Chair. Let alone the fact that some of the things are shifted to the second quarter, but it does meet the requirements, because the first quarter is a quarter that is very much concentrated to by Parliament. And also on the issue of when the proposed Wednesday's meeting, which all parties agreed to. But I'm asking myself, where are those people now that agreed to the Wednesday, post Wednesday today? Mm-hmm. But let's just say, since it's the first meeting, there are those up and downs. But let's also appreciate the fact that the secretariat of the committee do make effective communication to us. We are sent emails and we are reminded the day before, messages are also sent to us. At least there is that effective communication to members by the secretary of the committee and his assistant. Chair, I tend to agree on the fact that we must, as a committee, invite the people of the Table Mountain, as we did before with the Robben Island, when there was an incident. Because if we say we are to increase the number of whoever is visiting, be it locally or international wealth, we are to increase on the numbers, we must be serious of what is happening in that area. That was a negative thing that happened there. We also have some positives. It was for the first time that I have to see it, the issue, the importance of homestays, which we must be serious around it when, as Eastern Cape, Buffalo City in particular was hosting the January 8th of the African National Congress, where we were running short of beds, and the issue of homestays was to be practiced, and it was a success. There were no incidents, there was nothing, it just happened. Let's also appreciate the work that was done by the tourism agencies in the Eastern Cape to make sure that people do stay safe in their homes. I think we must appreciate and also extend, because it is piloted in the northwest, it means we must extend the scope. To the issue of the study tour, let's welcome the idea, and also that before we can have that work being done by SWU to have a research work about the countries that we are to visit, so that before we go there, we have a knowledge of what is happening there, so that we go there ready. With those words, Chair, I stand to agree on the proposed vote. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Temple. Actually, is your hand up?
Yes.
Oh, you first.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. And also, let me take this opportunity to say compliments of the new system to everybody. Indeed, the issue of Wednesday is what we have been negotiating for some time, and I'm sure all of us will agree to it. We just hope, as you're still going to be talking to the House, the Mr. Solik, you will agree to it, because it is very difficult to find that at times we have to approve minutes of more than 2 months, which we could not because we are not forming a forum because of the Friday issue. We hope that we will take it with good faith. The second issue is about the study tour. Yes, it's true that we have never went out for the study tour. Maybe if Chair can just start pushing it with him even right away now, so that they are not going to say in the new financial year already the money is also exhausted. So there are those committees who goes out even twice within a financial year to those statistics tools. So if we can push it so that at least we have that one, because we know that obviously the coming financial year there will be no study tools at all. This is the very last one where we can be able to go out. The program, I also second the program as it stands here, because it seems it's covering all the things. With those words, I want to say thank you for the chairperson.
Thank you very much. In fact, even before he refuses with the cell report, he'll be telling us the elections next year. As he usually does. But at least we've been at a disadvantage most of the time. When we started, I forgot to greet everyone, but Honorable Tego, welcome all of you on our behalf. Mm-hmm. And I hope everybody has been well. I was in the hospital for some time. And I might soon also be going to hospital for quite some time. But I hope, even if I'm gone, the committee will still go, be consistent. But all able-bodied bodies, we will be able to do the amount of work that is being done. And whoever will be doing that work, there is a very able team of the Secretariat. In fact, they are an ace team. Because when we came here in 2016-14, they had everything ready, like we were here with them for the past 5 years. So I hope that team will assist a lot, especially because this is our penultimate year. We need to do our best. So we leave a very good legacy for the next day. For the next committee. And in fact, in advance, let me say, you also have been an ace committee. Really, you've been such a good committee to work with. Because in spite of all the difficulties of transportation, but people tried their best to come. At times, they even missed funerals, troubles, and whatever. And of course, there are those who will never miss. But thank you very much for having been able over the past year to do your best on that one. I see. And I think that is all that I want to say to you. And I hope this is also going to be a good day. And I also hope we are going to work as a team again.
we've been very unfortunate to say whenever questions are submitted, ours are never prioritized. And it's a worry. If tourism is one of the gems that has been discovered, not discovered, but people became aware that it is real, it is going to be treated as such. Because we've got a lot of questions. The minister even goes to the house and the questions have not been put forward for her to respond. And as the year begins, I'd like to thank the communication officer, Sureshni, to thank Melanie and all the staff from the ministry who've done to make the work possible. And of course to support the staff which really the secretary to the week and the secretary to the chair. Thank you for whatever I forgot, it was not intention. And actually, Honorable Khawuna, Honorable Adam, and Honorable Kumbo had rendered their apologies.
Thanks, Chairperson. Mine is to add to what Jerry was saying about the observations that the Secretary has been making while as members were on recess. We feel it's our duty to alert members to whatever is looming in the industry. You know, tourism is sensitive to a number of things. For example, if there are natural disasters that will have a knock-on effect. If you have an outbreak of diseases, I think members will recall what this happened during your tenure where you had an outbreak of Ebola, like in South Africa, affected South Africa. If you had wars or like terrorism that is affecting our competitors such as Kenya and so on. There is this issue of drought. I think when we talk about drought, we just reduce the issue to water, to say there won't be water, so we must save water. But rarely we look at the economic effects of drought in a number of economic sectors, particularly on tourism. We are kind of tracking what is happening in the sector with regard to this. So I'm raising this so that members can be alerted to this, to say, well, what is happening particularly in Western Cape might have serious repercussions for the sector. There are interventions that are being done, and I think as members will know that day zero has been brought forward to the 12th of April, which is the day, I mean 16th of April, which is the date which they say the test will be closed in, but there's also information that the economic hubs like the city center will not be affected. So I'm raising this issue because if that happens, there will be serious implications for tourism. We are checking what government is doing. Like late or early yesterday, the CEO of Facility was holding a webinar with the industry out there. So government is trying to allay fears, and also with Westboro, they was with Westboro. So remember who Tim Harris, the CEO, invited him. So they are saying no, Cape Town is still open for tourism. People are encouraged to come here, and they have joined task teams that they have set as industry to try and look at ways of providing even some tips to what people can do as individual businesses to avoid drought. But also we are checking information about possible cancellations and how they are dealing with that, because when a Cape Town holiday is cancelled, if it comes to that, it does not just affect Cape Town. We find that it affects the entire country, because most of these trips that are booked for Cape Town, these Cape Town holidays, we find that the person would have a Kruger Park there, maybe Eastern Cape, and Cape Town is always there in most of these tour packages. So we are also observing some of the initiatives by the private sector, particularly the big events. For example, if you have a big event now, they are saying they are going to limit the water usage from the municipal pipe system, so that we don't put pressure on the water grid. So all these are the developments that we are monitoring. But what we have discussed with the chairperson was to say, maybe when SAT comes from their quarterly reporting, we will request them to also just briefly apprise members in terms of the situation at the time, so that members can check what is happening, because it's a looming situation. If really we come to day zero, members must know that it's not just water that we want, but the tourism industry. But we are hoping and praying it won't come to that. As I'm saying, we are checking what government is doing. There is no information in terms of the figures, in terms of statistics, to say how many cancellations have been there, in terms with regard to drought. But as information comes, I think members will be kept informed. But for comprehensive information, we will request SAT to update members in terms of the drought situation and its implications on tourism. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have to cancel the GTEC meeting, because the DG is going out of the country to Greece, and he would have loved to do this.
We are going to effect all these changes properly and even